हाँ, डिक्टेशन फॉर रे जेजो, RAYJAJO। डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 4/15/1984, डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 6/11/2023, डेट ऑफ सर्विस 10/11/2023। दिस पेशेंट इज हियर फॉर इवेलुएशन फॉर फॉलो विजिट। ही वॉज इनिशियली इन्वॉल्व इन ऑटोमोबाइल एक्सीडेंट ऑन 6/11/2023 एज ए रेस्टोरेंट ड्राइवर एंड ही वॉज हिट ऑन ए हेड ऑन कोलिजन leading to severe headaches, including dizziness off and on, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, blurred vision, along with this pain symptoms, pain in the knee, both the knees, pain in the right shoulder, left shoulder, headaches, and severe pain in the neck and the lower back without any radiation. Patient has undergone physical therapy, pain medication, conservative treatment, which is still continuing. He reports that his pain is still in the same area. He has lost 11 pounds on a keto diet. And his pain varies, is around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10 in all the areas affecting headache, neck, lower back, the right shoulder, both knees. The patient has ADLs that are affected 10. 50% improvement is reported by the patient so far based on all the therapies. And please review the chart for ADL, for system review, for the additional history, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure of 126/90, pulse is 65, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will be from a previous visit, which is 9/25/2023. Dictation number is 1009-10. The patient reports of blurry vision, being depressed, and sleep effect. He's seeing a psychiatrist and a neurologist for his issues. He also has a neuropsych therapy going on. Counseling is going on. I discussed the issue, the report from neuropsych therapy by Dr. Wise in detail. The patient was advised to continue losing weight and quit smoking and see a neurologist for vestibular assessment as well as for the dizziness and headache imbalance, losing balance, memories issue, psychiatrist for the depression, and patient understand all of these very well. He has a caseworker who is going to promote all these treatments and organize them. In addition, all the MRIs were discussed with the patient. Again, the patient was found to have a inflammation, tendinosis, subtotal bursal surface fraying of supraspinatus tendon, and AC joint arthritis. In the left knee, there is a quadriceps tendinosis and prepatellar bursitis. In the cervical spine, is completely negative. Thoracic spine, lumbar spine, there is a L3, L4 with a mild facet arthritic changes. And ligament of phloem thickening and facet arthritic changes. He also underwent CT scan and it found that the bone marrow swelling of T12, T11 and L1 is completely healed up. They are not mentioned except for the SI joint arthritic changes, and patient is in good shape otherwise. I continued the treatment with medication, Mobic 7.5 times a day for anti-inflammatory, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for healing, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for pain relief, Wellbutrin ER 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN, 150 mg for depression, anxiety, and fear research, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headache relief. He was referred to neurosurgery consultation for surgical and for the bone marrow fracture that was identified, but now it is all sealed up. However, he has not seen the neurosurgical assault. Case management is going on. Surgical pillow has been ordered for the patient. Laser treatment has been advised. And he has been advised to consider having an injection to the knee, prepatellar tendon, and also for the shoulder. And injection tomorrow is coming. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week in the affected areas. And he remains off work, also replacement transportation in case work. His maps and labs have been reviewed and he's found to be in compliance. Thank you.